We had a record-breaking day yesterday in the valley. Temperatures climbed to 116 degrees at Sky Harbor Airport, breaking the all-time record for the day. And with this record-breaking heat, utility companies are reporting record-breaking demand. APS says electricity use rose to its highest level of the year this week. And SRP also saw a new record set. Customers consumed more power during one evening this week than ever before.
City fire and rescue crews have also been on alert for residents and hikers in need of help during the heat. We wanted to look a little closer at how seemingly healthy people can suddenly fall victim to heat stroke or illness. To help answer that, we reached out to Siddhartha Ungadi, assistant professor in the College of Health Solutions at ASU. He says healthy people are resilient in the face of heat.
Especially the kind of dry heat that we see in Arizona. So typically the issues that you're likely to have are going to be with exercise or activity in the absence of fluid replacement. Now, the other thing that can happen with humans is that when we are exposed to heat, but also a substantial amount of humidity, that is a huge problem for our bodies because the only way the body can lose heat is through evaporation of sweat.
Ungadi says over time, most people adapt to hot, dry climates as long as we've got plenty of water on hand.
In other parts of the country, businesses depend on summer tourism months to significantly add to their coffers. However, here in the valley, the summer heat can result in a summer slowdown for some businesses.
So how do shop owners prepare for the annual decrease in business?
I think the businesses do a really wonderful job of looking at how they can either increase or decrease their business offerings. So for example, if you're an auto repair company, you're probably going to see an uptake in the types of repairs that you're giving. So you may bring on more servicemen or service persons to accommodate for the additional services that are needed.
That's Angelia Hill, Senior Vice President for Marketing at the Arizona Small Business Association. One sector that can see a significant change in customers is restaurants, according to Steve Chukri, President and CEO of the Arizona Restaurant Association.
You might see a reduction of hours in the more rural areas, and this is a very rare instance. You might have some restaurants close for the 3 months of summer. Some restaurants might close for one of the 3 months. But we don't see an outright closing more in our urban Phoenix metro area.
Chukri says the Arizona Restaurant Weeks held in the spring and summer were developed in part to give the restaurant businesses a shot in the arm in order to deal with a possible summer slowdown.
And the heat continues. The high temperature today is expected to reach 111 and remain steady as the weekend approaches, finally dropping slightly to 107 by Saturday.